Your home for the 80s, 90s, and more. WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1 Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire. Streaming live on the free Civic Media app. CFW.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing time, turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time, one last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Like a small boat on the ocean, sending big waves into motion. Like how a single word can make a heart open. I might only have one match, but I can make an explosion. And all those things I didn't say were wrecking balls inside my brain. I will scream loud tonight. Can you hear my voice this time? This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove them all right song. My power's turned on.
Starting right now.
I'll be strong. I'll play my fight song. and I'm chasing sleep. Everybody's worried about me. In too deep, I say I'm in too deep. In too deep. And it's been 2 years, I miss my home. But there's a fire burning in my bones. Still believe, yeah, I still believe.
Chippewa Valley weekends never sounded so good. 80s, 90s, and more all weekend long. 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW. To know us.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Learn more about Mike, Laura, Aaron, and Jay at WCFW.FM. Plus, listen to the daily news roundup for Eau Claire.
Sign up for our free newsletter and more
online at WCFW.FM.
CFW.
We'll be right back.
Serving Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. We're your first choice for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
I am sitting in the morning at the diner on the corner. to the woman who has come in. She is shaking her umbrella, and I look the other way as they are kissing their hellos, and I'm pretending not to see them, and instead I pour the milk. I open up the paper, there's a story of an actor who had died while he was drinking. It was no one I had heard of, and I'm turning to the horoscope and looking for the funnies when I'm feeling someone watching me, and so I raise my head. She does not really see me, 'cause she sees her own reflection, and I'm trying not to notice that she's hitching up her skirt, and while she's straightening her stockings, her hair has gotten wet. The morning as I'm listening to the bells of the cathedral. I am thinking of your voice.
1057 CFW.
McKay is back. Wake up with Mike McKay in the morning, every weekday morning from 6 till 10 on CFW. Mike has your news and weather every hour and everything you need to know about the fun things happening throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley. Plus, Mike announces your birthday and anniversary shout-outs every morning at 8:15. Send them in through our Facebook or text us. It's easy to do with our free Civic Media app.
Listen in the morning and it'll keep you smiling all day.
Mike McKay in the morning on 105.7 CFW.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The first of two Western Wisconsin men charged in connection to an investigation into an explosive device has been sentenced to prison. According to court records, 30-year-old Corey Stanhope of Chetek appeared in court on Monday and entered a guilty plea to charges of possession of methamphetamines. Stanhope, along with 43-year-old Nicholas Carlson of Menominee, were arrested when Polk County Sheriff's Office deputies found an improvised explosive device and methamphetamine in their vehicle during a routine traffic stop earlier this year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering changes to its deer management units. According to DNR officials, the agency will host a number of open houses this month to gather community input on what proposed changes should be implemented. The changes would shift the deer management units to a process closer to the one used prior to 2011, based on habitat types rather than county lines. The DNR plans to present an emergency rule on the proposal, and if approved, the new units could be in place for the 2025 deer hunting seasons. Eau Claire residents voted to approve a massive school referendum on Tuesday. The operational referendum asked residents to allow the district to exceed its revenue limit by $18 million each year for the next 4 years. The increase would add an extra property tax total of $100 per $100,000 of property value each year. School district residents voted to approve the referendum with about 64% of the vote. The Eau Claire Area School District is among many in Wisconsin that proposed a ballot referendum. The town of Wheaton held a ribbon-cutting ceremony to celebrate the opening of a free water refill station this week. Officials say the groundwater in Chippewa County has seen an increase in nitrates, so the Chippewa County Land Conservation and Forest Management Department has been looking for ways to prevent further contamination and provide clean water options. The water refill station is among those projects, with freeze-resistant infrastructure so it can be used year-round. The organization is also giving out free bottles to be used at the station. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Chippewa Valley weather.
With weather, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, breezy with a low around 36. Sunny mid-40s for Monday, still breezy. Clear skies and a chilly low in the upper 20s for Monday night. For Tuesday, sunshine, highs around 48. Rain is likely on Wednesday with highs near 50.
It's 48 at our studios.
CFW.
Taking you to Jackson, girl. Highway. 1057 CFW.
Yeah.
90s, and more.
All weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.